Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an Urban Echo Intro Stretch Lab in Ableton Live 12, designed for VHS rave color and old school jungle and DNB vibes. This is an advanced arrangement lesson, so we're not just making something that sounds cool in isolation. We're making an intro that actually works in a track. TJ friendly, tension loaded, and full of identity without giving the whole game away too early. Think of this intro as the opening scene of a night bus ride through a rainy city. You've got haze, you've got movement, you've got a little danger in the air, and you can already feel the drop coming before it happens. That's the goal. First thing, don't start like you're building a loop. Start like you're building a DJ intro. Open the arrangement view. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM, and give yourself at least 32 bars to work with. Even if the final idea ends up shorter, that extra space helps you think in phrases instead of repeating a clip until it gets boring. Set up a few lanes right away. You want one track for your urban source, like a vocal phrase, a radio fragment, a street ambience, or a synth stab bounce to audio. You want another track for break material. You want a bass shadow or a reese track. And then you want return tracks for delay and reverb, plus maybe an effects group for intro processing. This keeps the whole scene organized from the start. Now, choose a source with stretch potential. The best samples for this kind of intro are short, characterful, and a little rough around the edges. A vocal with consonants works great. So does a bit of crowd noise, a chopped radio tag, or a moody synth stab. The reason is simple. When you stretch something with texture, the stretching itself becomes part of the vibe. If the source is too clean or too plain, it just turns into flat atmosphere. Drag that clip into arrangement view and make sure warp is enabled. Then start testing warp modes. Complex Pro is usually the move for vocals and full range material. Texture can be great for grainy, smeared ambience. Beats is useful for break fragments when you want the transients to stay more readable. But here's the trick. Don't obsess over making the sample perfect. For this style, a little blur, a little pitch drift, a little instability is actually the point. Go beyond simple time stretching. If the original sample is short, stretch it until it's 2 to 4 times longer than expected. If it's tonal, shift it down a couple semitones, maybe 2 to 5, to make it feel heavier and worn in. You're not just fitting audio to the grid. You're turning one moment into a stretched memory. Now we build the tone. On that source track, add a basic Ableton chain that gives it VHS rave character. EQ8 first, and high pass the low end if the source doesn't need it. Usually somewhere between 120 and 250 Hz is enough, depending on the sample. Then use saturator to add density and a bit of heat. You don't need to crush it. Just a few dB of drive can make the sample feel more alive. After that, a touch of redux can add a subtle broken digital edge, especially if you want that damaged tape energy. Then an auto filter for movement. And finally echo or delay plus reverb for space. Important note here, filtering should feel like motion, not just tone shaping. In a strong DNB intro, the sound should breathe. Open and close the filter over time. Let the delay smear a word, then get out of the way. Let the reverb bloom at the end of a phrase, then pull it back so the mix stays readable. At this point, we're going advanced. Resampling. Route the source to a new audio track set to resampling or internal audio input, and record a few passes, while you move the filter, delay, and reverb. Try one pass where the cutoff opens over 8 bars. Try one where the delay feedback jumps on a single word. Try another where the tail drops in pitch a little at the end. You're looking for moments, not complete phrases. A breath, a consonant hit, a tail that blooms, a syllable that can become a rhythm hit later. That's the gold. Once you've got a good resampled take, chop it up. Don't worry about preserving the original sentence or phrase. In this style, the chopped fragments become arrangement tools. One piece can establish identity at bar 1. Another can be a reverse tail at bar 7 or 8. Another can land as a late echo at bar 15. Another can act like a ghost phrase right before the drop. This is how you turn one sample into a whole intro ecosystem. Now bring in the breakbeat, but don't treat it like a full drum loop yet. Treat it like a shadow under the fog. You can slice it to MIDI or manually chop it in arrangement view, but the point is to keep it half revealed. Let the kick and snare logic feel implied. Leave some ghost notes. Keep a little human swing. Don't over-quantize it or it'll lose the old-school feel. For processing, use drum bus for punch and body, EQA to clean up mud, and glue compressor lightly for cohesion. You do not need to slam it. In the intro, the break should feel like a pulse under the surface first, then gradually become more legible. It's waking up, not fully arrived yet. Now the bass tease. This is where you suggest the low-end energy without fully revealing the drop. Build a simple resource sub-shadow and wave-eatable or operator. Hold a low note, keep it quiet, and use a low-pass filter so it stays hidden early on. Then, later in the intro, let a little more of the mids come through so the listener senses the bass machinery underneath everything. A good structure might be one low note around bar 9, then a second call and response shape around bar 13, then a longer held tone around bar 17, then a final lift or stop around bar 25. Keep the true sub mostly mono. Spread only the mid-bass layer if you need width, and always check your mono compatibility with utility. In bass music, wide can be exciting, but uncontrolled low end can ruin the whole intro. Automation is what makes this feel alive across the whole arrangement. Automate filter cutoff, reverb send, delay feedback, stereo width, and maybe even saturation drive. A classic move is to slowly open the filter across the intro, from a muted low range to a much brighter range by the later bars. Then in the last four bars, raise the reverb and delay a bit, but pull them back right before the drop. That little vacuum right before the drop makes the impact feel bigger. The key is restraint. A strong intro usually only needs a few major moves. If you automate everything all the time, the listener stops feeling the shape of the section. But if you let the intro evolve in clear stages, it starts to feel like a scene changing in front of them. Think in 8-bar or 16-bar phrases. For example, bars 1 to 8, just stretched atmosphere and identity. Bars 9 to 16, the filtered break starts to appear. Bars 17 to 24, bass shadow enters and the tension rises. Bars 25 to 32, final FX movement and drop prep. That's a very classic and very functional DNB intro arc. It gives a DJ room to blend, but it also gives the listener enough clues to understand what kind of track this is. Here's a useful arrangement habit. If the intro is getting too busy, don't just add more stuff. Pull one thing away. Remove a hit for half a bar. Shift a sample a few ticks late. Automate a return send only on the last word or the last snare. These micro-edits are often what make the intro feel alive instead of looped. You can also use contrast inside the intro itself. A few bars of wide, washed-out atmosphere can hit harder if they're followed by a tighter, drier section. That shift from spacious to focused is a great way to create movement without changing the core idea. And if the intro feels too polished, rough it up a little. Imperfect warp markers, tiny timing offsets, subtle pitch drift, or a touch of redux can all help it feel more like worn tape and less like pristine modern audio. For a slightly more advanced twist, try a two-layer intro architecture. One layer is the washed, degraded sample bed. The second layer is the rhythmic identity, which enters later with more clarity. That way, the first half feels mysterious and the second half feels functional. Or try a false drop tease. Make it sound like the drop is about to happen at bar 16, then strip it back and keep the intro going for another 8 bars. That kind of fake-out is powerful in jungle and DNB because it plays with expectation without breaking the structure. Another great variation is call sign writing. Use a short vocal tag or spoken fragment as a recurring signal. First, let it appear raw, then filtered and delayed, then pitch shifted and buried in space. That gives the intro a recognizable identity, almost like a pirate radio signature coming in and out of range. Before you finish, group the intro elements and process them as a scene. On the bus, use a cue to clear out unnecessary low end, glue compressor for light cohesion, and maybe a tiny bit of saturation for density. Keep an eye on the 3 to 6 kHz range if the sample and break are fighting for attention, and make sure you leave headroom for the actual drop. The intro should feel exciting, but it should not already sound like the loudest part of the track. A good final test is to listen like a DJ. Does it beat match comfortably for at least 16 bars? Does it give enough space to blend? Does it reveal the identity gradually? And most importantly, does it feel like the track has a backstory? If the answer is yes, then you've built more than atmosphere. You've built a proper opening statement. So to recap, start with a DJ-friendly arrangement. Stretch one urban source into evolving atmosphere, resample it into new fragments, bring in a broken breakbeat shadow, tease the bass without fully revealing it, and automate the whole thing so the intro breathes over time. That's the Urban Echo Stretch Lab approach. If you do it right, the intro won't feel like filler. It'll feel like the track is already alive before the drop even lands.